Hey, it's Nicola. About 200 Aussies, including local couple Paul and Coralie Williamson, are being evacuated from the Diamond Princess in Japan today. They'll be flown to Darwin tomorrow for another two-week stint in quarantine before they're allowed to return home to the Sunshine Coast. Well, the Sunshine Coast top-performing OP schools are celebrating with results from last year officially made public. Sunshine Coast Grammar School topped the list with more than 43% of last year's graduating students finishing with an OP between 1 and 5, while in second was Matthew Flinders Anglican College and Marucci High, the best of the state schools. The focus now shifting to the new ATAR system coming into effect this year, which we're being told will be much fairer. And the Cheese Factory and Bakery are big draw cards. Now, Kenilworth has a new piece of art to lure visitors to town. The $635,000 piece of art also doubles as a toilet, giving it the nickname Designer Dunny.
What we have as a result is a public amenity, which is quite literally a work of art. The concept entitled Canistrum was designed by Mulaney architectural illustrator and animator Michael Lenny. Bringing ancient craft into the future, Canistrum is based on an Indigenous wicker basket.
Mayor Mark Jamieson there.